NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, my name is Fan Eichner.
And I'm Steph Brown from Lips, and we're talking about our brand spanking new album, I Don't Know Why I Do Anything.
Your deodorant doesn't work.
It's such a dynamic album. You got some really soft moments and some moments that go really hard, and I'm sure we'll listen to those tracks and show that kind of the contrast between those two. How would you describe the album?
It's just a collection of stories, and we tried to treat each song as a story, as a narrative, like from all aspects of it, not just the lyrics, but the production and the sound design, everything went into telling the story of that song. We worked on this feature film for 2 years before making the album, and I think got really used to like producing a song based on what you were looking at, and I think both of us really enjoyed that.
Like, and that aspect of it.
Yeah, and kind of want to do more of that, and so there was a little bit of, oh, let's explore this with this album and see how far we can push it.
Yeah, we'd often imagine a scene, or in some cases, we actually had a friend who is a screenwriter who wrote some scenes that we'd be thinking about those scenes when actually producing the stuff. So there are sounds in it that, that are really specific to the story, even beyond what you're hearing in the lyrics, you know, just... And hopefully it works its way into your brain, subconsciously or otherwise.
Yeah.
What was one of the stories?
Well, it depends on the song. But if we're talking about the first song, which is Heave Ho, that was written to... It's the opening scene of a screenplay by Rob Wright. And so it's just a family kind of chasing each other down the street. And Ro had actually put in a song that they had written the scene to, which was a split-in song called Nobody Takes Me Seriously Anyway, which I hadn't heard, but it had what Ro had written just had this real punk energy, and also it's set in the early 80s New Zealand when punk was sort of around, and so that was just the inspiration for writing. I didn't even listen to the split-in song. I just like took that first line and then just started writing, and then Finn jumped in with this bass line that just kind of gave the whole thing the direction that it was going to take, and that was the process of writing that song. In 2019, we reformed Lips as a four-piece. Up until then, it had just been Finn and I. And
there were never any guitars. Like, we actually even made it a point to not have guitar. We maybe occasionally had some, you know, electric bass or whatever, but it was really like anything that was going to... Anytime you would normally reach for a guitar, it was always like, how can we do this with a synth instead? But...
Yeah, and it was fine, but then 2019 we reformed as a four-piece with Maud Morris on guitar and Ruby Walsh on bass, and that's when I feel like Lips really kind of came to life. And Heave Ho and some of the newer songs were really with that in mind, you know, just imagining now the power and fun of this four-piece version of Lips.
Nobody takes me seriously anyway. Nobody's trying to hear what I got to say. They could try and pull me down, but I'm off this day of the ground. I'ma face them down on my own terms. Rooms as a shock, no one never learn. I can see them costing it, but they ain't got me cold yet. Cheap, don't get it. Cheap, so lost. Cheap, so petty.
The next track is Empty Hours, which I really owe to Tom Scott. So Tom wrote, I think a couple of years ago, he had this idea for an album of songs, reimagined versions of the Street Fighter II soundtrack from the video game. So he was asking different friends of his to write a track based on on one of the themes, and he asked if I would do Chun-Li, which I hadn't heard before, but I was just like, I just kind of love everything that Tom does, so I was like, yes, please, like, I'll do it, whatever it is. And so I think that, and this album is going to come out, the Street Fighter II album, it sounds really awesome, and I think most of the tracks were sort of beat driven, but
it kind of remixes for the most part.
Yeah, but I can't really do that, but I wrote a song. But so it takes a little bit of it took a little bit of the flute melody and koto melody from Chun-Li, which we sadly had to change for copyright reasons eventually, but it totally served as the inspiration.
We tried our hardest to get it. We caught up, you know, Joey Street Fighter himself and said, can we please pay you money to use your thing? And we just
not that much money, though.
Yeah, we just never got a response, so we had to kind of change it to something that we wrote ourselves. But
yeah, and so then the inspiration for the song was just playing video games inside, and we tried to once again go with that narrative, and I think there's like ambient sound in there from, like, we imagined, you know, that time, like, when you're inside playing video games and there's like everything, like the world is happening outside and you've got your curtains drawn. And
somebody mowing the lawn down the street and like,
yeah, so we put some of the ambient outdoor noise in just so you would really have that feeling of being inside with your friends and playing video games. Yeah.
And nobody will ever notice.
No.
But it's in there.
Lying doubled up on the couch, she's trying not to fall off, making each other laugh. You're so funny when you're falling asleep, thinking you make sense when you don't. Then we're sitting up on in the band, nobody sees us old hands, no one else understands. Cause nobody gets me the way you do, nobody gets me like you. Empty hours float on by, feel so happy when it's you and I. Does anyone else know you like me? Does anyone else know you like me? Does anyone else know you like me? Try my best not to cry.
faith, licking the hurt off my shoulders. Some days there's nothing you can do. Some days all I want is you. And I think of a sigh in the dawn, soaked in the warmth of the sand, time slipping through our hands. So many things I could say, nothing else I need to say. Empty hours float on by, feel so happy when it's you and I. Does anyone else know you like me? Does anyone else know you like me? Nobody else knows me like you. Nobody else knows me like you.
I lived in New York for 9 years, and Guilty Talk was born out of getting to New York. And you know how in New Zealand we kind of talk ourselves down a bit, or you know, you sort of don't, the tall poppy thing. And when I got to New York and started doing that, I just got talked over. Like, I couldn't get a gig. I couldn't get anything. And then I quickly realized, like, oh, man.
People take your word for it that you're not worth talking to. Like, it's
yeah.
As opposed to be the expected thing that you're supposed to say. People are like, oh, yeah, okay, well.
Okay, move along. Anyway, you know. Yeah. Especially in that city where there's just so many people and everyone's trying to do the thing.
You actually have to be like, I'm selling myself. I'm selling myself. I'm selling myself all the time.
Yeah, which is, I don't know. It's the opposite. And so that was the verse, that was the verses of Guilty Token. And then I never had a chorus for it, or I did have a chorus, but it sucked. And and so then when we came back to New Zealand, we went out and sang karaoke one night and really drunk and sang We Are the Champions, which I don't know. I had so many drinks, but I was just like, man, this is the best song ever. I'm going to write a hook that's just like this hook. And then got home and, of course, couldn't write a hook because just like that. But that the hook of Guilty Talk is trying to write the hook of We Are the Champions. Because
yeah, you had never really sang anything loud. You were never. Always like quiet, intimate.
Yeah.
And this was the first like, all right, Steph's going to yell something. Like,
yeah. Finn encouraged it because I was like, no, I can't do that. He's like, yes, you can. Just do it. Just yell. And then.
Yeah, just yell and pitch.
Yeah. Like, okay. And then that was the beginning. Now it's all I want to do is yell and pitch. It's so much fun.
No more of that guilty talk. Stand up for a second look. You were the one to come. I won't believe it when you say you're less than me. Come back, don't let him run wild. For the sake of the middle child, it's not the way that we should be. I won't believe it when you say you got nothing on me. Foreign book, roll out the
nothing on me.
Yeah, sometimes I'm afraid. This is another one that was that had kind of an imagined scene, but this is probably where we went the furthest with the sound design, where that's concerned, because it's got this sound like you're actually hearing a band rehearsing in the next room. That's like what it actually sounds like on the recording. And the story was that it was just this girl who's kind of insecure in her relationship. And we sort of wanted to put her in the room next to the room where the band is. So she's feeling kind of almost a bit ostracized from the band. And like she's kind of, you know, telling you about how she's feeling. So it's very it's a very intimate song. But then the band is, you know, just rocking really hard, but very far away.
Yeah, it was kind of born out of me and Finn went to see Courtney Barnett at the power station, and while we were waiting for the show to start, we were at that little pizza bar next door, you know, the one or just up the road, and they were playing this song on the sound system, and so I wrote another song on top of that song and recorded it on the voice memo, and when we were listening back to it, that's what it sounded like. It sounded like someone telling you the story where there's a band playing next door, and it kind of just suited the lyrics because that's what sort of the song was saying too, like, I'm feeling more and more locked out of this while this other person is having such a nice time next door. And so it was like, all right, let's try to create that.
Sometimes I'm afraid that I have nothing to say. No point of interest, don't stand out in any way. I feel it especially when your bandmates come around. All I wanna do is go to ground. Ooh, 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 ooh. I don't remember always feeling this weird. When we first got together, you hung on every word I said. Now all I wanna do is write a song with you. But sometimes I'm afraid that you don't want to. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. or maybe meet again as if we were brand new, and take our time again, 'cause all I wanna do is be myself with you. Sometimes I'm afraid that the writing's on the wall, but maybe you won't read it and nothing will change at all. Sometimes I'm afraid that I'm not who I used to be. Sometimes I'm afraid that that's why you won't stay with me. Maybe we could start again, or maybe meet again as if it were brand new, and take our time again, 'cause all I wanna do is be myself with you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
What the Hell was, I wrote it in Tucson, Arizona. That place is such a nice place to walk around because it's the desert and there's cactuses everywhere and adobe houses. And out of one house I remember was playing some hip-hop track, like boom, 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 boom. And so I started writing, boom, boom, it's a quarter after nine, boom, boom, and got home and was like, Finn! and you had this idea. We were listening to a lot of Mikachu and the Shapes at the time, I remember, and you had this idea you'd take over for the...
Oh, for just putting together a big crazy drum kit. yeah. And we like borrowed this gigantic bass drum from a friend that just sounded like... you know? and just made this noisy, roomy-ass, just crazy drum sound out of it, and then kind of jammed out what the music was from there. But even that one, you had another scene in your head, which was just being drunk and walking around New York City, and being kind of angry at your friend for fucking you around, and angry at yourself for... Yeah. Being fucked around and
New York was an emotional time for me. Yeah. yeah. And so we made it and it sort of sat idle for a few years, I remember, and then I always had like a slightly different beat in my mind. And then we like last year during lockdown it was like, what if it went more like this? Boom, boom. I can't remember what it was.
What if instead of it was literally moving different. One note, one beat, and it was like, oh, there it is. Right.
Yeah, and so we re-recorded it, and then it was done.
It's a quarter after nine. I'm at the front of the line. I've had a little wine. I'm tipsy. I'm gonna get it. I'm on a juice cleanse diet. It's only my second night. I think I can combine it with vodka. I think they let you do that. Anyway, I'm gonna try it, 'cause that's the way my night's going. I try to call you, you just ignore me. I thought that we were friends, but I guess not anymore then. Or maybe I'll remind you of something you're afraid of. Maybe I'm not useful, 'cause I can't make you famous. What the hell? And I'm out on the town. I'm tripping like a clown, 'cause one of my heels is swung down. Cheap shoes, I always get you.
and I paint my eyes smoky. Doing metal karaoke. I try to keep it low key. I can't really scream, but I'm trying to keep it cool, cause I've been going a little crazy. I try to call you, but you just ignore me. I thought that we were friends, but I guess not anymore then. Or maybe I remind you of something you're afraid of. Or maybe I'm not useful, cause I can't make you famous. What the hell? That's some crazy shit.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.